The big talking point today, remdesivir, and whether this medicine is being spoken about as that big magic bullet, that silver bullet, which possibly could be the cure for COVID-19. This has been said by authorities in the United States of America. Gilead Sciences, that manufactures this medicine and has got the patent right over it in at least 70 countries across the world, has said that the results show some significant improvement in patients who have taken remdesivir. The government of India, however, has underscored that there is no confirmed treatment protocol for COVID-19 and that remdesivir is one protocol which is being examined. The government of India says they're waiting for a larger evidence to take some meaningful action, which also means that possibly the government of India is not going to do much in terms of trying to ensure that Gilead manages to then release the patent rights over this medication. However, we've been told that there are three domestic manufacturers in India that are looking at manufacturing this medicine. However, as per protocol, as per the guidelines, this is only going to be used for research in India. To give an update of how far we've reached as far as testing is concerned, the government of India says that roughly on an average, we've had about 49,800 tests that has been conducted over a period of 5 days. The other good news that we are getting in today is that our recovery rate seems to be improving significantly. It's gone above the 25% mark and stands at 25.19%. There are some states that are reporting a good doubling rate, better than the national average also, and these states are as follows. In fact, states having doubling rate between 11 days to 20 days includes Delhi, UP, Jammu and Kashmir, Odisha, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu and Punjab. Those having doubling rate between 20 to 40 days are Karnataka, Ladakh, Haryana, Uttarakhand and Kerala. States like Assam, Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Himachal Pradesh have a doubling rate of more than 40 days. Roughly just 3 more days to go before we really get an idea about what next, given the fact that the lockdown is supposed to end on the 3rd of May. But given the fact that there are districts that continue to be in the red zone reporting an increasing number of cases and deaths, specifically states like Telangana, Delhi, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat, concerns remain about infection containment. It remains to be seen what sort of a strategy then the government of India really formulates. We rest assured, we are in fact going to be doing okay. Our doubling rate has improved, our recovery rate has improved, and it does appear that measures undertaken because of the lockdown, the kind of social distancing that we are seeing, that seems to be helping the country in general.